Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 6th. You'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today in 1965, United States President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, which sought to overcome legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising their right to vote. The legislation was weakened through several lawsuits in the 21st century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we are in for some morning fog before 7 a.m., followed by a chance of rain showers. Expect sunny skies later, with a high near 92 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of precipitation. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 1, with a low tide just before 8. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, starting Wednesday, expect rain showers likely, with highs around 71 and lows near 61. Thursday brings a slight chance of showers, becoming likely thunderstorms by night, continuing into Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, partly sunny, with scattered showers and highs near 79. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Boston is encouraging more residents to cycle by offering financial incentives for e-bikes. Mayor Michelle Wu announced the Boston E-Bikes Incentive, providing eligible residents vouchers for e-bikes and safety equipment. This initiative aims to promote sustainable transportation and address transportation inequities. Boston is a city always on the move, and we want to ensure that all of our residents have transportation options that are convenient, affordable, and sustainable, Wu stated. The program offers 1,000 vouchers ranging from $800 to $2,400 for e-bikes, plus $150 for safety gear. Applications are open now. Now on to sports. American prodigy Caroline Marks clinched Olympic surfing gold in Tahiti on Monday, narrowly defeating Brazil's Tatiana Weston Webb with a score of 10.5 to 10.3. Surfing on historic waves, Marks became the second American women's surfing gold medalist, joining Carissa Moore. The match began as a cat-and-mouse game, but Marks' perfect 7.5 wave at the 15-minute mark secured her lead. Despite Weston Webb's efforts, her final wave earned only 4.5, confirming Marks' victory. Marks, who started surfing at 7, can now add an Olympic gold medal to her impressive resume. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Royals 7-2. And tonight, the Sox play game 2 against Kansas City. In top news, too much corn can be detrimental to health, especially given its omnipresence in our diet. While whole corn offers benefits like lowering risks of cancer, stroke, and heart disease, its processed forms, corn oil, cornstarch, and high fructose corn syrup pose significant health threats. High fructose corn syrup, in particular, is linked to obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. Experts, such as Walter Willett from Harvard, emphasize the dysfunctional food system centered around corn. Nutritionists like Jen Messer and physicians like Neha Pathak stress the importance of understanding corn's impact and balancing its consumption. In business news, Palantir Technologies has raised its annual revenue forecast for the second time this year, driven by the booming demand for generative artificial intelligence. Shares of the Denver-based company surged over 13% in extended trading, adding to a year-to-date gain of over 39%. Palantir now expects annual revenue between $2.74 billion and $2.75 billion, exceeding earlier estimates. In the third quarter, Palantir forecasts revenue near $697 million. The company reported its largest-ever quarterly profit, highlighting its successful AI platform. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $56,000. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have uncovered a hoard of gold coins, estimated to be 2,600 years old, in the ancient Greek city of Notion, located in western Turkey. This remarkable find, discovered by the Notion Archaeological Project in July 2023, has been publicly announced by the Turkish Ministry of Culture and Tourism. The coins, which feature a kneeling archer, are identified as Persian derricks, likely minted in Sardis. According to University of Michigan archaeologist Christopher Rade, this discovery is rare and offers significant insights into the Persian derrick's history. The coins are now under study at the Ephesus Archaeological Museum. And in entertainment news, Peter Sarsgaard will not return for Presumed Innocent Season 2, as he considers himself a one-season person. The Apple TV Plus legal thriller has been renewed, but it's unclear which cast members might return. Based on Scott Turow's novel, the series stars Jake Gyllenhaal as Rusty Savick, a prosecutor on trial after his mistress is murdered. Sarsgaard plays rival prosecutor Tommy Molto. Originally an 8-episode limited series, it resolved Rusty's case by season one's end. The show might transition to an anthology format for season two. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American president, Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, "Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.